Hey, it's Matt Bam for breakfast on Sunrise's 97.9 Triple M. If you've missed any of today's show, let's catch up, shall we? We spoke with the Mildura Mayor, Mark Eckel, about the LGBTIQ flag raising ceremony, which is happening on Thursday.
Yeah, well, Mildura Rural City Council, Matt, and Mildura Pride will raise the rainbow flag this week to increase awareness about the disturbing rates of discrimination still experienced by LGBTIQs. And the rainbow flag raising event is part of International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia and Biophobia, which was created to highlight the violence and discrimination targeted at lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex and queer people across the globe. So Mildura's rainbow flag raising event will be held at the Langtree Avenue Connection at 11:30 a.m. this coming Thursday. And Councillor for Community Development and Gender Equality, Councillor Ellie Cupper, encourages the Sunraysia residents to support the event, mate.
And we caught up with Sharon, one of the club members, and we asked her if she gets the chance to meet Keith Urban backstage, what would she say?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd be speechless.
We caught up with Mick from Mungo Lodge about Albert the Cat that's turned up at Mungo National Park.
Well, Albert the Cat, he's been out here for about 12, 13 weeks, I suppose. Lovely looking cat, all grey with white socks. Very friendly. Didn't know where he came from, and he became good friends with the staff, so we've been looking after him. And we found him a home. Larry from Hangar 51, he flies the scenic flights out here. Took him back to Mildura, and he's got a nice home to live to now, so he's no longer wandering the bush.
Is that right? That's quite amazing. So he's obviously a friendly cat. How the hell did he turn up at Mungo National Park? Any idea?
I have no idea. I don't know where he came from, how far he's walked or travelled, but, healthy-looking cat.
So you don't think he's a feral cat? He's obviously belonged to someone, you think, or not?
Yeah, no, he wasn't a feral cat. I'd say someone's took their pets on a holiday one day and he's escaped out of the car. Who knows, but very friendly cat. Didn't need to eat any wildlife. He was quite chubby.
Trudy Chan from the Sunraysia Animal Rehousing Group's got some pets for adoption.
Yeah, look, only listed yesterday is a gorgeous boy called Willis. He's a 7-year-old Maltese Shih Tzu, sort of a white with a bit of grey on him. Going to be very, very popular, I think. He's a really crazy dude. Loves cats and other dogs, and he's, 7 years young, so he would make a great home.
Yep.
And then we've got Sonny's come back on the market. Sonny's our 9-year-old Labrador Border Collie cross. He's a real dude, this guy, and he would make a fantastic pet for someone who likes to take their dog down the river or a tradie or someone like that, because he just loves being around with you and being in the ute. Bella, she's a one-eyed girl who had an accident. She's 7 years old as well, a Maltese. She kind of needs to be an only dog, I think, because she's not that happy with other dogs. Since the incident that's happened, it's made her a bit frightened of other dogs. So, she's a lovely girl. And then Otis is a gorgeous boy. We'd love to help this poor family find a home for him. The family has an illness, which is why they need to rehome their much-loved pet. He's a 6-year-old Staffy, and he would be great with a family as long as your kids are a bit older, because he can be a bit boisterous. And we do have a couple of cats as well. We've got Millie and Cluedo still looking for some homes, so plenty to choose from.
Alrighty, so sarg.net.au, the website, of course, you can check out the pet profiles, and then where do we go from there?
And if you want to adopt anything from us, there's an application form on there. You just fill that out and send it in to us, and we'll get back to you. And then, there's other things on there, like if you want to become a volunteer with us and be a foster carer, you fill out one of those applications forms. And of course, if you want to donate to us, there's a donate button there as well.
We also caught up with Michelle and Kim from House Rules, and poor old mum, she's got a dicky knee. She could be out of the competition.
Oh yeah, so it's just an old injury, isn't it, mum?
Yeah, it's not too good at the moment. Yeah, it's giving me grief, extremely painful. It's just mainly uneven ground and walking up and down steps, putting a lot of my body weight onto my leg. It's not an easy task.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's not a one-team job. You know, you need two people to do this. And with mum's knee, you know, it's really hard on me because I've got a lot more of the physical, work on my shoulders. So if mum can't get her knee fixed and rested up, and if it doesn't get better, then unfortunately we're going to have no other option than to leave the competition.
So there we go. Just a little sample from today's show. And of course, you can check out some of the full interviews right here at triplem.com.au/sunraysia. Catch you tomorrow.